Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter im Masechtes Peah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Alef. I can take anything I own and unown it. It's called making something hefker. Whoever wants can come and take it. Tvua, that I am mafkir, that means to make it hefker, becomes potter and trumasi maestros. Well, what if I make it hefker with restrictions? For example, I want to say it's hefker for the poor, but it's not hefker for the rich. Zok the Mishnah v'shamay and the v'shamay say, hefker li aniyim hefker. If a person declares his tvua hefker, but only for poor people. That's fine, it's still hefker. Poor people can take it, rich people can't. The Beis Shammai learned this from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says in regard to Leket, and Peya, La'oni v'lager tazif oisam. Why does it say tazif oisam? Because there's another kind of leaving over, which is also just for the poor and not for the rich. And that's if a person says, I want this to be hefker, but just for the poor. Basilam and the Basil say, Eina hefker ad she yufker af la'ashirim kashmita. The Basil say, no such thing. You can't have a half a hefker. Ownerless means it's ownerless. And it won't become hefker. It won't even become hefker for the poor people. Eina hefker ad she yufker af la'ashirim. Until he says it's hefker for the rich also. Kashmita, just like shmita. When the Torah says the fields are hefker on shmita, the Torah doesn't say for you yes, for you not. It's both for rich and poor. So here too, the Basil dash in the Pasuk, but they dash in the Pasuk by Shemitah. The Pasuk says, Vashvi is during the seventh year, Tishmitena Vinatashta, a double Oshim. Why does it say Vinatashta? Tishmitena means, okay, you have to go away from the field, leave it open for anyone. The word Vinatashta emphasizes there's a different kind of Natisha. Natisha means to leave it alone, and that's when you make it Hefker. But Hefker has to be the same as Shemitah, just like Shemitah is both for poor and rich. There's no din only poor people can take. Then hefker also has to be for both poor and rich alike. If not, it's not hefker. Now, you can say, I'm giving it only to the poor and not to the rich. But it's going to be mechuyev in trumas and maasros. For it to have a din hefker, it has to be for both. I'm sure some of you are wondering about the spelling over here. Hefker is hey, fei, kofresh. How come in our Mishnah it's hey, veiz, kofresh? So the Tosfos Yomtov brings b'shem the Rash, that sometimes a vase and a fey are interchangeable. Still, there must be a reason that the Mishnah is using the vase. So the Shlach HaKadosh says there's a remez over here. In addition to the Pashupshat, which means hefker, with the vase, it's also a lashon of to be mevakir, like bikur chaylim. The Mishnah is letting us know you have to really check out what the poor people need, what they're missing, and how can I help them in a proper way. How can I help them at the right time? How can I help them in such a way they don't realize they're being helped, so they won't be embarrassed? You hire a worker who's poor, even though you don't really need that worker. You buy something from him, even though you don't really have to buy it. That's a very high level of tzedakah, because he doesn't realize he's taking tzedakah, so he doesn't feel bad. So that's the remez. This person's trying to help the aniyim. He's saying, okay, you can take it. But says the Shlach, figure out the best way to help him. Help him when he still has a business before the business falls, and so on. But of course, the Pashup Shad is, it's a Lashon of Hefker, as the Tosfos Yom Tov says, that the Beis and the Fei are interchangeable. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, Kol Omrei Hasoda. Let's say we have all the bundles of a field. Shal Kav Kav. Each one is the size of a Kav. The Echad Shel Arba'as Kavim, for whatever reason, one bundle is four times as much. One bundle has four kavs. U'shechachai, and the farmer forgot the four kav bundle. B'shamayim, and the B'shamayim say, Ein Shekhe, it's not Shekhe. He doesn't have to leave it for the poor. He can take it back. Because this bundle is, as we explained, four kavim, and the other ones are one, it's four times as large as the others. Our understanding is that the farmer is sooner or later going to remember it. And Memele, it's not called Shekhe. So shikha is only to something that you forgot and you're probably not going to remember. But something that we think he only temporarily forgot, but sooner or later he's going to remember, like a bundle that's four times as much, you can take it back. You don't have to leave it for the poor. Whereas Ubesil, I mean, the Basil say, no, shikha, it is shikha. It also has to be left for the poor. It's four times as big as the other ones. That doesn't mean that the farmer's going to remember it. Now, if it's more than four times the amount, let's say the other bundles are a kav and this is five times the amount, then even the besil would be moed, it's not shikha. Because then for sure the farmer's going to remember it. The machlokes is only about four times the amount. Beisham may say, sooner or later the farmer will remember. The besil say, not necessarily. So, chazing over our Mishnah, the Beisham may say, if you declare the produce on your field hefker just for poor, it is hefker, meaning there's no chiv of trumas and isis on it, even though only the poor can take it and not the rich. The Shamei Darshan from the words Tazif Oysan. Why does the Pasuk say Tazif Oysan? The Pasuk is telling us that in addition to Leket and Peya, there's something else which is also similar, where something is available for the Aniyim and not the Ashir. Basil say, no, the Basil learned from a Pasuk by Shemitah. There's an extra word by Shemitah to say that Hefker has to be like Shemitah, just like Shemitah is for both rich and poor. You can't be mafkir something just for the poor and not for the rich. If someone's bundles are a kav apiece and he has one bundle for whatever reason is four times as big as four kavin and he forgets it, the Bishami say it's not shikha because sooner or later he's going to remember it. The Basil say not necessarily, even though it's four times as much. If he forgot it, he has to leave it for the poor.